Perek Hamishin Shara Prishus, and the Chagig Lodos is saying that in the middle of saying how there's three areas in which one would practice Prishus, Benodom La Chavero, Benodom La Atzmo in outward things, Ma'asim, Pa'ulos, and Benodom La Atzmo, the third category being Benodom La Atzmo in character traits, in ideas, the world of the mind. Machshavos v'chulu. And now he explains them, and we're in the middle of learning about Prishus in Ben Adam Achavero. Now, all the things he mentions here, we're in the middle of it, and we'll continue, but you have to keep in mind, you see, in the Chagig Halvavos, especially Chagig Halvavos, Prishus doesn't just, is not a question of not having what you'd like to have. That's not the point. The Benod Machavero things that he mentions here have nothing to do with maybe a classic understanding of Precious. But the point of Precious is, the way he explained it, is the Seichel over self-control, the Seichel over the Guf, and certainly in Benod Machavero, the practice of Precious is the things he explains, is not to be caught up in yourself, not to be self-centered, but to and be able to relate to other people the way the Torah wants you to relate to them, and therefore that is precious. I mean, that's the Chovas Halvavos one could say of precious is, as they say, seichel over the guf, lack of self-centeredness, and you're not just whatever you want you do, and that is the essence of precious. So last time we talked about, and in this paragraph he talks about precious of Menon Machavero. That's what we're up to, really. Asher l'derech ha'prishus ha'matim olonu b'hishtatfusenu in b'nei Adam, regarding b'nodom ha'chaveiro. So he says a few things. He goes through a list of things. Not as lengthy a list as Perek Dalet was, but a shorter list, and a very interesting list. Harei mimeno sever ponam yofos. You smile at a person. You know, many times you could have the classical porush, and he's walking around with a scowl on his face, and he meets someone, and he barely says hello, or he doesn't say hello. That's not precious, as the Chagig Halvavos. There's a rather famous story from Rabbi Sol Salanta, a famous story, and we'll end with that. He's Erev Yom Kippur. The story is told that he's walking back Erev Yom Kippur from shul, and he passes by someone, and the person just got finished with the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur, and he just went to the mikveh, and he said vidui, and he's in a very elevated state. So he says hello to him. He doesn't answer him. And the remark is that the way the story goes, at least, is like, why am I shuldig? Because he just stavan mincha. Like, what does that have to do with me? And this really, this Chagig Halvavos, that the Porush might be Porush from Olam Hazeh, and so, like you say, sometimes you think, you know, he's walking around with a scowl on his face. Harei mimeno sever ponam yafos. He shows the chedva, the eis pekishosam. When he meets someone, he says hello, he's smiling, he acts as if he's happy to see him. He doesn't say he's happy to see him, by the way. He says he acts as if he's happy to see him. Okay.